Hello, everyone. Welcome to our show. I'm Tiffany.
And Laura.
Oh, hi, and I'm Laura.
What are you doing?
I'm just, like, checking my nails.
Ah. Oh, my gosh. I want to ask you, while you're doing this, do you have any bad habits?
Ooh.
Such as, like, you know, sometimes people, they
like
might
bite
have...
their nails?
They bite their nails.
I never do that.
Same
no,
here.
That'll be
we
really
have pretty
bad.
Nails.
I know. Okay, well, actually, I tend to arrive a little bit later than
mm-hmm.
usual. Okay, but it's only, like, 5 to 10 minutes, but I think that's kind
I
of,
I think
like,
it's really understandable.
Thank you, Tiffany.
I do the same thing.
Okay, and what else? What else are some bad habits that other people might have? Oh, I know, my sister has this really bad habit. She would open every single bag of chips and then not finish any one of them, so I get to finish them all,
and in the end they become soggy.
Yeah.
Your sister's
I hope
nice.
You're watching this. Annie. Okay, anyway, well, today we're sort of talking about bad habits, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we have a conversation between you and Pat.
Yeah.
So shall we read the
okay, article? Okay, find out I have this really bad habit. I sort of mentioned it just now. Let's take a look.
Reading. Listening. Listen to the dialogue carefully and fill in the blanks.
Laura's Early Morning Blues. Pat sees Laura outside class.
Hey, Laura. We're going to the movies this Saturday. Do you want to join us?
Sorry, I can't. I have to come to school and help clean up the hallways.
You're coming to school on the weekend? Did you volunteer for that?
No, it's my punishment for being late for class.
Well, how often are you late for school?
According to the teacher, today was the 10th time this semester. I just can't wake up in the morning.
You should really try setting an alarm before you go to sleep at night.
I do that, but I keep hitting the snooze button whenever it goes off.
Did you talk to your teacher about this?
Yeah, she told me it was a bad excuse. Pat, you're an early riser. How do you manage to do that?
I just try to be on time all the time, because being late annoys others. Pat shakes his head at Laura and flashes her an evil look.
Now, listen to the dialogue again.
Pat sees Laura outside class.
Hey, Laura. We're going to the movies this Saturday. Do you want to join us?
Sorry, I can't. I have to come to school and help clean up the hallways.
You're coming to school on the weekend? Did you volunteer for that?
No. It's my punishment for being late for class.
Well, how often are you late for school?
According to the teacher, today was the 10th time this semester. I just can't wake up in the morning.
You should really try setting an alarm before you go to sleep at night.
I do that, but I keep hitting the snooze button whenever it goes off.
Did you talk to your teacher about this?
Yeah, she told me it was a bad excuse. Pat, you're an early riser. How do you manage to do that?
I just try to be on time all the time, because being late annoys others. Pat shakes his head at Laura and flashes her an evil look.
All right, so let's take a look at our conversation that we have for today.
Uh-huh.
So, We first start off with a scenario. It says, Pat sees Laura outside class. And Pat says, hey, Laura, we're going to the movies this Saturday. Do you want to join us?
Ooh, I love movies. Okay, let's get back to the article and take a look. 一开始呢，哎，就是 Pat 在教室外面看到我啦。这时候 Pat 就说，哎 ，Laura， 哎，我们这个星期六去看电影，你要一起来吗？他是说 ，Do you want to join us？ 但是像我跟 Tiffany 这么熟，有时候我们就可以用口语的说法，就是 Wanna join us， 或是 Wanna come with us？ OK， 也是意思就是。就是说要不要跟我们一起去看呢？那除了看电影，可以说go to the movies。那如果你要看那部电影，那可以说 see a movie 或者是 watch a movie。
I'm so sad Pat didn't invite me.
I know.
I'm on to you. Anyways, next, the article says, Laura says, sorry, I can't. I have to come to school and help.Clean the hallways.
That's a good job.
So she says, clean up the hallways. Now, what is a hallway? It's basically a long walkway or a space. And on the side, you have many doors that lead to other rooms. So instead of hallway, you can also shorten it and just say hall.
That's right. Okay, 那这时候呢，我就回派说，对不起，我没有办法，因为我得来学校帮忙打扫走廊哦。为什么要打扫走廊？待会我们就会发现哦。Okay, hallway 其实就是走廊，在学校我们常常会看到走廊嘛。当然呢，我们在口语上，我们直接就比较简称，用比较简单的 hall 就可以啦。比方像是我可以说 ，The principal's office is at the end of the hallway, or at the end of the hall 也可以。
Right. So, yeah, when you're at school, I don't know if you remember this, but when you need to use the bathroom, you need to raise your hand and ask your teacher to give you a hall pass.
Right.
It means the teacher is giving you permission to walk in the halls during class time. That way, if other people or other teachers see you, or the principal sees you, they won't pull you aside and tell you to go to his room.
Okay. I like this. 拿到这个 hall pass. 你们知道这是什么吗？原来在这个美国或是加拿大呢，哎，这个学生会有一种，好像有这种特权卡，是不是？就是在上课的时候啦，哎，可能如果有学生要去上厕所，或者是可能有时候有人要来找他们一定要走出去，对不对？临时走出教室，那拿了这个 hall pass 的话呢，如此一来，如果其他老师或者是这个校长看到你的时候，就不会以为你是不是要翘课。
That's right. Next, Pat says, "You're coming to school on the weekend." Did you volunteer for that? So why does Laura need to go to school on a Saturday? Pat asked, is it because she volunteered? Now, when you volunteer, it means you're offering your time to help others out, or you're offering your time for a good cause. So you're offering this service, your time for free, and you're not asking for anything in return.
OK, 接着 Pat 就很好奇，为什么我周末要去学校，我是不是自愿的呢？哎，这里他提到了 volunteer 这个动词，就有自愿哦，去做什么事情，或是自愿服务，或者 volunteer 这个字呢，其他时候我们还可以当做名词来用，有这个志愿者啦，或者是义工的意思。那怎么用？你可以说 I volunteered to do the job, or I volunteered for the job.
That's right. All right, so Laura then says, no, it's my punishment for being late for class. We see the reason why poor Laura needs to go to school now. She was late for class.
I was probably only like 5 minutes late, teacher. Okay, 好啦，没错，我没有自愿想要去这个打扫走廊，为什么的？是因为我上学迟到的惩罚，哭哭。
It's okay, it happens to the best of us. Sometimes things happen to you and you end up being late. But when it happens too often at work or school, it could become a punishment. Now, when we talk about a punishment, it's a noun and it means to receive a type of pain or maybe loss.And doing something wrong. So, punishments can be two kinds. One can be very physical, like maybe getting a slap on the wrist when your parents tell you not to touch something, or it can also be non-physical, such as being grounded for getting an F on your report card.
Okay, punish 我们都知道就是惩罚，这是它的动词哦。而 punishment 就是我们课文出现的名词，也就是惩罚的意思啦。可能是像爸爸妈妈小时候会打你的手心或手背，叫你说哎不要乱碰东西哦。或者哎如果你成绩考不好，你可能会怎么样 ？You're grounded 就可能会被禁足。My sister actually she took away her daughter's toys and iPad as a punishment for her bad behavior. Her daughter is only six, by the way.
And she has an iPad.
Yeah.
She's very lucky. I think it's, I agree with your sister. When you do something wrong, you should take away these things and punish them.
That's true.
All right. So Pat wants to kind of get to know why. He says, well, how often are you late for school?
Okay. 接着 Pat 就问我了，说，诶，到底我多长迟到？都没有问，诶，你多长或是多频繁做某些事情，可以用 how often, blah, blah, blah. 比方像是 how often do you take selfies?
I take selfies all the time.
Okay. I think we're talking about this other person. Anyway,
all right,
so what did I say?
Laura says, according to the teacher, today was the 10th time this semester. I just can't wake up in the morning. Okay, 10 times is a lot. So I guess the teacher really did have to do something. Okay, so this semester, a semester means half year of the school term. So a school term is 1 year. A semester is half of the year. So it's usually split between 6 months. So we use a semester because of the prefix. So the words we see in front of the word, S-E-M, it means 6 in Latin.
Oh, I didn't know that actually.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, 好啦，没错。其实 according to 根据老师的说法，今天呢是这学期第十次了。
I don't remember was that many times.
Anyway, 我就是早上爬不起来呀。Okay, 我们刚刚已经提到 according to 就是根据什么什么，而 semester 大家刚刚有没有听懂 Tiffany 老师的补充哦？其实它是哎，就是半个学期。Okay, 就是一整年的一半啦。Okay, 就是六个月。Okay, 那 semester 其实大家可以看它的字首 S E M。哦，其实呢，它竟然是拉丁文的意思。然后是指六 six sem six OK OK 那你要怎么用 semester 这个字？比方像是哎，如果哎你这个学期呢，你想要哎修日文，就可以说 I'm taking Japanese this semester.
That's right. And sometimes schools even use a different kind of system, like they have a quarterly system, or they even have a trimester. Okay, so can you guess what quarter means?Okay, quarter will mean four. So that means the whole school year is divided into four parts.
嗯，没错，有些学校其实会把一整个年呢分成 quarterly， 就四个小学期哦。
嗯 ，Now we had trimester.、So what does tri mean? It means three.、So the school year is divided into three parts, which is a little bit unusual sometimes.
嗯，或者是三个学期制 trisemester 也是有看到这样子的分法哦。
All right, so next, Pat says, you should really try setting an alarm before you go to sleep at night. So he gives Laura some really good advice. He says, maybe setting an alarm before going to bed is better for you. Now, what is an alarm? It is a sound to warn you to do something. For example, many of us set an alarm clock to warn us or to remind us to wake up at a certain time. So some people have alarms at home, or stores have these alarms to warn someone if a thief is coming into their house, or if they don't know who is going into their house, the sound or this warning sign comes off.
That could be useful, okay. 所以这时候派就建议我说，哎，我晚上呢睡觉之前应该要设一下闹钟，其中的 alarm 当然就是在这里就是 alarm clock， 就是闹钟。那如果你要设闹钟的动词就是用 set。Set an alarm. Oh, I hate alarm clocks that tick loudly. Okay, 所以呢，我可能就会用手机，这样就没有那个声音。另外 ，alarm 还有警报器的意思哦。
Right. All right. Next, Laura says.I do that, but I keep hitting the snooze button whenever it goes off. Okay, so you see, you're really trying. She really is trying.
I know.
Give her a break. She does set an alarm, but when the alarm goes off, she hits the snooze button. Now, what does snooze mean? Snooze means here to have a short, light nap. So when people wake up in the morning...A lot of us can't immediately just open our eyes and wake up, right? Some people like to snooze, or they like to sleep a little bit more before getting out of bed.
Okay, 这时候我当然就回派说，我有啊，我有啊，我有设闹钟，但每次这个闹钟响的时候，我当然就会按什么呢 ？Snooze button， 这是什么呢？大家可以去看一下自己的贪睡按钮，有一些 alarm 上面还会有这个 snooze 这个字哦。Okay, 那 snooze 是什么呢？它就是打盹，就是小睡片刻。另外，我们也可以用take a nap or take a cat nap、很可爱，因为小猫咪都很喜欢睡一点点，睡一个小懒觉这样子。OK， 那 go off 的
这个 peal 呢，就是指这个像是闹钟或是铃声响的意思。
Right, Pat then says, did you talk to your teacher about this?
Okay, Pat 就问我说啊，那我有没有跟老师这样说吗？
All right, so of course Laura says, yeah, she told me it was a bad excuse. So Pat, you're an early riser. So how does he manage to do that? So let's take a look at our shortcut for you. Mm-hmm.
Shortcut for you.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Oh, my head.
What's wrong? Were you up late last night?
Yeah, I think I need some coffee. How do you have so much energy?
Well, I've always been an early riser.
I know it's early. Please don't remind me.
I'm not talking about the time right now. If someone's an early riser, it means they usually wake up early.
Oh, I see. So to be an early riser means 早起床的人。
You got it. What a great day today is going to be. Do you want to go on a run with me before breakfast?
I am more of a late riser. I think I'm just gonna go on back to bed.
I 相信大家都知道 an early riser 当然就是早起的人，当然我们也可以用 a morning person。那像我应该就是 a night person， 就是没错，我非常晚睡哦。OK， 那刚刚我还说 how do you manage to do that， 意思就是说，哎，你是怎么办到的呢 ，Pat？ OK， 因为 manage to do something 就是设法去做某些事情这样子的意思哦。
So we can call Pat an early riser. Okay,、so we can say he is a morning person as well.
OK， 那如果相反呢，我也可以说、我是个夜猫子，英文呢就是 night owl， 就是猫头鹰、很晚去睡觉的人。
Alright, so next in the article, Pat says, I just try to be on time all the time because being late annoys others. So we see here that Pat will shake his head at Laura, but Laura flashes him an evil look. So for Pat, maybe he doesn't love to wake up super early, but he does say that he just wants, he doesn't want to be late and annoy others. So when you annoy someone, it's to kind of make them a little bit angry, to make them feel a little bit irritated.
Okay. Pat 老师说，他说其实他也是很努力要准时，因为迟到可能会让其他人感到很困扰。Annoy 这个字就是有困扰啦，或是造成麻烦。所以如果有人常常让你觉得很烦的话，你可以说、oh, You're so annoying.
You're super annoying.
Okay. 所以最后呢，其实 Pat 就好像不是很开心，他就是摇头这样子。Okay, so sometimes siblings can be very annoying as well.
Definitely. Like your older brother, younger brother, older, younger sister. All right, so let's take a quick break and we'll be right back.
For You Chat.
Okay, Tiffany, I have this question for you, and which is our For You Chat question. What happened the last time you were punished at school?
All right, this is a pretty funny story. At that time, I was in high school, and all of us were into playing volleyball. And I remember it was break time, and we managed to play volleyball inside of the classroom. And a teacher walked by, and she saw us playing in the classroom, and she got really, really angry at us, and I think it was like five or six of us girls. We were sent to detention after school. But it wasn't that bad because what we basically did was just make posters. So it was an easy punishment, but it's kind of a silly way to get punished.
Oh, I think the teacher's like was not as mean as my teacher. I know. It's like I was only like 5 minutes late 10 times. I mean, that's okay, right?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Okay. But I don't know.
Clean up the hallway.That sucks. Okay, so you guys have a chat about this question. I'm pretty sure that they get punished, from time to time. So what happened the last time you were punished at school? Now chat among yourself. But, you know, we gotta go now. It's the end of our show.
You don't want to be late.
I know. Okay, well, but please come back tomorrow and find out what's going to happen to me. Until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Tiffany.
Bye.
Bye.
Laura's Early Morning Blues. Pat sees Laura outside class.
Hey, Laura. We're going to the movies this Saturday. Do you want to join us?
Sorry, I can't. I have to come to school and help clean up the hallways.
You're coming to school on the weekend? Did you volunteer for that?
No. It's my punishment for being late for class.
Well, how often are you late for school?
According to the teacher, today was the 10th time this semester. I just can't wake up in the morning.
You should really try setting an alarm before you go to sleep at night.
I do that, but I keep hitting the snooze button whenever it goes off.
Did you talk to your teacher about this?
Yeah, she told me it was a bad excuse. Pat, you're an early riser. How do you manage to do that?
I just try to be on time all the time, because being late annoys others. Pat shakes his head at Laura and flashes her an evil look.
Vocabulary Review.
Hallway. Our class is responsible for keeping the school hallways clean. Punishment. Howard had to stay behind after school as a punishment for not doing his homework. Semester. The new semester starts next week, so many students are getting new school uniforms. Alarm. My alarm went off this morning, but it didn't wake me up. Annoy. Mindy often annoys her teachers by talking to her friends in class.